Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Wednesday, November 20th, 2019. Officials of the Federal Criminal Police Office, or BKA, apprehended a 26-year-old Syrian suspected of terrorism in Schöneberg. According to the BKA, he is suspected of having prepared a, quote, serious act of violence endangering the state, and was, quote, urgently suspected of having exchanged instructions for building weapons and making explosives in 9 cases since 2019 in an Islamic-influenced Telegram messenger group close to the Islamic State, or IS. The Berlin Public Prosecutor's Office also added, quote, the purpose of the chat traffic is said to have been the preparation of terrorist attacks. Special forces of the Federal Police, or the GSG9, were also involved in the operation. The exchanged instructions allegedly related to the production of plastic explosives, parcel bombs, magnetic bombs and door traps, AK-47 assault rifles, submachine guns, and other firearms. The accused is said to have started to procure the necessary components and chemicals for the construction of an explosive device in January 2019, which was to be detonated at an unknown location in Germany at an unknown time in order to kill and injure as many people as possible. Benjamin Yendrow, press spokesman of the Gewerkschaft der Polizei Berlin, or the GDP, remarked, quote, we thank the colleagues of the BKA and the Federal Police for their highly professional work in Berlin. Anyone who has ever been involved in a measure related to terrorism knows about the particular psychological burden that this entails. We will not be able to deter every terrorist from their plans because we will not demonstrably catch anyone making bombs. However, the current case shows that the security authorities are vigilant and capable of acting. Berlin's governing mayor, Michael Müller of the SPD, now wants to implement the, quote, privatization break anchored in the Red-Red-Green coalition agreement, which is intended to prevent the government from selling state-owned companies or land. Müller announced at an event on Monday evening, quote, I will instruct the Senator for Finance and the Senator for Internal Affairs, who is responsible for the Constitution, to act. And he added, quote, space is a precious and above all limited commodity. Land policy is important for the preservation of a social city for which one must also ensure that public goods remain in public hands. Müller said that one possibility is to ensure by law that the privatization of public goods can in the future only be decided with a 2/3 majority in parliament or by referendum. Bremen is a model for this, and he added that mistakes made in the past should not be repeated. The coalition agreement of 2016 states, quote, following Bremen's example, the coalition wants to include a break on privatization in the Berlin Constitution, according to which public companies may only be sold in their entirety or in substantial parts if a majority of residents of Berlin agree in a referendum. However, such a constitutional amendment would require a 2/3 majority, which the Red-Red-Green coalition does not have. A year ago at a party conference, the left had called for a break on privatization in the constitution, but the opposition had rejected the proposal. The politically responsible people in Berlin had, in the past, relied many years on privatization, for example, with properties, dwellings, waste disposal, and the electricity or water networks. Since then, rethinking began, and the declared goal of Red-Red-Green is remunicipalization. Berlin lacks more than 1,000 wells that supply the population with water in the event of a disaster. According to the Environmental Administration's response to a request from the SPD, the supply is rated as insufficient. There are currently a total of 2,070 street wells in Berlin, 1,169 of which are owned by the state and the rest by the federal government. It's being reported that many more wells would have to be available to supply the population with sufficient water if the regular network were to fail after a disaster or terrorist attack. According to the Senate administration, the existing concept for emergency drinking water supply from 2009 already shows a shortage of 1,000 wells, and the number is now likely to be considerably higher, primarily because of the continuing population growth by several hundred thousand people since 2009. At the same time, it is not known exactly how many wells are functioning. The Senate is aware that there is a high demand in Berlin districts for the necessary repairs and new construction of water wells for the years 2018 to 2021. However, for 10 years, there's been a lack of assurances from the federal government that it will provide the necessary funds for the federal wells. Daniel Buchholz, environmental expert for the SPD parliamentary group, believes the figures are alarming, stating, quote, "It's quite obvious that neither the districts nor the state and federal government are able to maintain the emergency wells in Berlin. It's not yet been universally accepted that it is important to have intact wells for the supply of the population in the event of catastrophes or acts of terrorism. Individual districts are now trying to go their own way. Stiglitz-Zehlendorf, Neukölln, and Friedrichshain-Kreuzberg all want to build new wells. Pankow is said to be particularly lacking. In order to supply the 407,000 residents of Pankow, 135 new wells would have to be built, each designed to supply 1,500 inhabitants each. In order to maintain this quota, the state of Berlin would have to invest around 4 million euros, as each well costs around 30,000 euros. There are great differences between the districts. While there are 128 emergency wells available in Reinickendorf, there are only 3 in Marzahn-Hellersdorf. Basically, the supply in the eastern districts appears worse than in the western districts. According to the Pankow District Office, the federal government provides money for the maintenance of certain wells in the state of Berlin, which is passed on to the districts by the Senate Department for the Environment. However, these funds are usually not sufficient to cover current maintenance needs, and they've been delayed several times in recent years, or have not been granted at all. The disaster control representatives of the districts have called several times for a well summit, because of the threatening water shortage, which would bring all responsible persons to a table, but this never happened. The Senate determined 10 years ago that action was needed and announced a common initiative with the districts, and so far, however, without success. According to the Federal Office for Civil Protection and Disaster Relief, 15 liters of water per day should be available to every person in an emergency. On one hand, this is to be achieved by water bottles, and on the other hand, by the supply of emergency wells as close as possible to the people's homes. If the quality of the well water is not sufficient, however, the disaster plan stipulates that disinfectant tablets be added to the water. The federal office also advises the population to always have their own supply of drinking water available in their household. The Telefonica subsidiary O2 has been installing technology in the tunnels of the U-Bahn for quite some time to improve and speed up high-speed data communication. Customers of Deutsche Telekom and Vodafone can now also access this technology. The fast internet will now be available on U2 Pankow to City Center, the U5 Alexanderplatz to Zoo, U7 Gneisenstrasse to Rudow, U8 Bernauer Straße to Hermannstraße, and at the Alexanderplatz U-Bahn station. At the same time, steps for further expansion of LTE in the U-Bahn network will be taken. According to the BVG, Telefonica Germany is in charge of this major project. The LTE mobile communication standard, also known as 4G, enables mobile customers not only to make phone calls while on the move, but also to check emails and surf the internet. The BVG itself currently only offers fast Wi-Fi access at underground stations, where it's available free of charge. The company refuses to equip the trains because of the high costs involved, and sees the mobile phone operators as responsible, as they are the commercial beneficiaries of mobile phone use. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.